I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience,
a podcast where dads can connect
and openly share stories.
Here's what to expect on this episode of The Dad Experience.
It's even when the dads want to be involved, there is a gender difference, right? And they're like, you know, there's a lot of dads that are like, yeah, I can't really relate to the whole wanting to play with dolls and a tea party thing. You know, it's not fun, or are we done with this yet? Or like whatnot, right? Like things like that. So I think it's one thing is finding ideas for them. Right? And this goes back to, like, honestly,
The Dad Experience.
Welcome again to The Dad Experience. On this episode, we talked to Jamie. Jamie's from a startup, OlliOop. OlliOop is connecting dads with their daughters, providing activities and different things that they can do to better their relationships with their daughters. I know we're really excited to talk to Jamie and all the things that they provide for dads, that we can become a better dad and father to our children.
Welcome, Jamie, to The Dad Experience.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
No problem. We're really glad you reached out to us, and we're glad to collaborate a little bit with you. You know, we always start off The Dad Experience with kind of who lives with you at home. What's the makeup of your household?
Yeah. So it's myself, obviously, my husband, and I have three children. So I have a 9, 7, and 5-year-old that goes girl, girl, boy, and a dog. I have a great dog.
All right. Yeah. Sometimes the people, you know, our guests will forget the dogs. Sometimes they have them in there. They're just as part of the family as everybody else.
Totally. Yeah.
yeah. So, you know, since everything's kind of happened as we're recording this, we're kind of in COVID-19. How are you guys? Yeah. You know, I like to ask this question now, the guests when I have them on, how are you guys kind of spending the time? What are you finding the time? You know, what are you doing? You know, obviously it's probably spending more time with the family, but what have you guys been doing to occupy that time?
It's so interesting because I find myself doing the same thing. I ask people that, you know, for every, whether it's a business meeting or just for fun, I'm like, how are you doing? How are you okay? And as you know, it's totally day by day, right? It's like, oh, today's Monday. Oh, actually today's Thursday, but it feels like Monday, you know?
Right.
So my kids' school has been awesome. And actually we had a late spring break. So they kind of had several weeks had to jump right in even before spring break, and they did a tremendous job. They're public school, so I give them huge kudos, especially for elementary, I think is not easy. So they did a great job, and we have early dismissal every day for me. So about maybe like 1:30 or 2, I can get started back on work. And then we spend a lot of time outside, honestly. Good. Like, we live in California. We've been really lucky with the weather, and my kids love biking now, apparently. This is new. So we do a lot of biking and a lot of walks. So
that's awesome. I'm jealous. Yeah. You guys have nice weather. It was snowing here today, yesterday, and I live in Michigan, the Detroit area. So it's like the weather has not cooperated. And we'll be two tomorrow, and a 3-year-old, and it's just, and we're both.
Those are tough ages. I mean, I keep telling, you know, when I speak to friends, I'm like, we're honestly like a little bit, we're kind of lucky for the ages that we have right now. You know, I really feel for some of the high school kids, because I think this is a really hard time for that. And then I also think anything below kinder is like, what do you do with them? At least they nap, I guess. Maybe there's that going for you.
Kind of. Our oldest is done with naps. It's now quiet time when we can keep her in there for an hour in her room. Just kind of taking some toys with her. But it's been crazy. And both my wife and I are both teachers. So we are doing the whole online thing too, because our schools are out. And I teach band. So it's been crazy. My wife's like, I don't know how you listen to all these recordings and respond to every kid. And she's special ed. So she's documenting a ton of stuff. And it's been difficult trying to keep the two little ones occupied.
Especially
the one that's three. She doesn't get it, but she gets it, and she knows we're not there. So it's like, how do we keep her occupied when we both have overlapping meetings or we're meeting with students? It's been a challenge, but we're figuring it out, and it's not forever. Hopefully it's not that long, and hopefully we'll get through this and figure it all out. But we've been managing it. Same thing. I feel really bad for the high school kids, because especially the seniors. And then to start reading, I can't imagine if I was a freshman going to be a freshman in college going, well, we might not go back to school until 2021.
I can't even imagine.
So, especially if you're going away, like you mentioned to me off the air that you guys went to bigger schools, and I went to bigger. I was so excited. I still remember my first day of moving into my dorm and being away for the first time. And I'm like, wow, I felt like an adult for the first time. And that's going to be, you know, it's going to be put on hold, and obviously for good measure and for good reason, but
yeah,
man, it's scary. And it's sad to see that there are a lot of like things they're not getting proms, they're not getting graduations, yeah. And hopefully we'll figure something out for those kids. Cause I feel bad for them. And I
think like the positive side of it is I'm hoping that there's like a bigger piece to it. Like, I think our kids are so young, they don't really get it. Right, like you said, right. You know, like they're probably not even remember this, but like the older kids, there is something nice about sort of everyone in the world going through this at the same right. time, and sort of like a bigger picture thing here that maybe, you know, maybe to your point, these college kids are the next generation to change things. And mm-hmm. like, maybe they come back and they're not thinking about, you know, dances and sports in the way that we probably were at right. the time, but are more like, how do I change the world? You know, mm-hmm. like, how do I have a bigger impact? Maybe that's wishful thinking. I don't know.
I've been saying that about this, the next generation that's now going to be in college or that were just recently, you know, into yeah. college, and people give them a hard time a lot of times. And I feel like that's crazy because I feel like they're the generation that are going to make the change.
It's just youth. Like, we were like that also at that age.
Right. Totally. I feel like we were at that age. And then I feel like now it's like, it's like we put all this blame on them. And it happened too. I mean, I remember when I was younger, and then you had the baby boomers that were like, no, you guys are, you know, you don't understand. And it's like, no, we do. So, I mean, it's cyclical, obviously, but it's, sure. I think this generation, I've seen it in schools where they're starting to push back on the technology a little bit. They're like, wait a minute, yeah. I don't want it all the time. Or we're going to yeah. figure out a way to use the technology, but still be face to face and do things and like yes. utilize it. So, that's very hopeful for me to see that. And I try not to, now there's times where I'm like, oh gosh, man, they are kind of young, but I try to be that guy that's like, no, I think they're going to make a change. I think it's going to be for the better. And I think
yeah,
hopefully they'll, like you said, hopefully at the other side of this pandemic, they'll start to realize and go, they'll be the next people to kind of spearhead everything and say, hey, we're going to make a change and things need to be different and we need to value things differently.
Well, and I think parents too, I mean, I think for all of us, we're pausing a little bit, right? And we're mm-hmm. starting to think about, were we parenting okay? Like, you know, were we paying attention? And it's, right. I mean, it's a forced pause, right? That I don't see how you come out of this not a little bit more reflective. Right.
Right. And you know, the thing too, is I'm trying to look at positives, and my wife and I are trying to look at positives of being home too. I mean, I do miss my students. I do miss seeing them every yeah. day. And I, you know, when I do see them on like Zoom or whatever, it's very exciting to see those kids because you don't see them, you miss seeing them. But the nice thing is like, especially my daughter, that's going to turn two. It's nice to see the developmental things too, that yeah. we might not see at, because she's at daycare and we don't see that totally. Change every day. So it's been kind of, we're trying to take that part of it and go, well, we wouldn't get to see that. And we're getting to see yeah. that stuff and we're home. So there's a lot more, not that this is a positive thing that's happening to our world, but we're trying to find the positives. And there are a lot of positives that we're getting to experience by being home. So that's kind
yeah,
of,
yeah, I like that way of looking at it too, for sure.
Yeah. So you have a startup called Alley-Oop. Right.
Yeah.
And
Alley-Oop, like the basketball. To people.
Right. Yeah. 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 So how did this program come about, and kind of what drove you to, you know, finding this program?
Yeah. So, okay. So I built the bulk of my career was in corporate technology. I was not mm-hmm. a developer, but I was on the business side. And my role was sort of in business development and strategy with different partnerships. So through that, and then obviously being a woman and having children, I became very interested in sort of the gender differences as I got older. And so I started just becoming very interested in that. And then I left corporate tech to actually write a book about the gender differences in business specifically. And through that research, one of the things that kept coming up was this critical relationship between dads and daughters. And I say this as a mom, right? Like as a woman. So I'm clearly, I understand how influential I am to my children. I see that, right? But like really seeing the research about that dad and daughter relationship just being the relationship that's so influential, especially at these young kids' ages, it really struck me. So then, you know, as a capitalist, I started thinking, oh, that's so weird because there's really like nothing in the market for dads. Everything is thrown at me. As the mom, right? Like mm-hmm. my husband tries to be involved and he's great dad, but the information that he is given versus that I am given, there's like no contest, right? And I was like, that's wrong. Like, I think we're just doing this the wrong way, you know? So I started thinking more about it, and that's sort of the genesis of how it began. And then it all came back to play. And I was like, you know, I think for any adult, male or female, mom or dad, it's not fun to play with your kids doing things that are boring, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, if we can make this more interesting, engaging for the adult, for the dad, I think the kid is in. I think the kid will do anything with the dad, right? And it's all about that. So that's how it started.
No, yeah. And I love that, you know, that that you're putting that out there, because I don't know if you know and about us too, the dad experience. That's kind of why we started too, was because there's the information that I was getting was usually through a book that my wife was reading that was geared towards her.
100%.
And everything that I was finding, you know, the books that you get or get when you're becoming a dad and people give you a book or whatever, as you know, during showers or whatever, were like comedic books, which are great. Yes. I love comedy, and I want to laugh at the side of parenting, and I don't want it to be serious all the time, but there was nothing in there that would make me necessarily a better dad. You know, a lot of the stuff I have is from education background, which is great, but that's different from being a parent. And there's a lot of things I can use, but it's different. So I totally feel you on that it's just so important to see that. And hopefully this is a positive and something that will resonate with your side too. But the nice thing is, people that I've been having on the show in the last 2 years, or that I've been doing this 3 years almost, they've all had that attitude, which is great to see that change of, like, not necessarily if it's dad daughter, but just overall that dads want to have a more hands-on role when they're born, when they're, you know, more paternity leave that I'm seeing more people talk about, which is so great. So it's nice and refreshing that more of us are kind of getting together and kind of hopefully spreading that around for folks to share and more. So
I think it's true, but there is an element that's on us as the moms too. And I recognize that, right? Is because when things are thrown at us, you know, whether or not we complain about it or do it happily, we're sort of a part of the problem, right? Like, if we're not actually part of the solution and changing it and being like, no, we're a two-parent household, right? Or we're divorced, but we're both equal parts in this kid's lives. Like, we need to both be partaking, and I can't do everything, and nor should do I want to. I want them to get those lessons from my husband too.
Right. You know? And you know what else is interesting? This just popped in my head too, just kind of having that shared idea of working together as a team rather than a one side or the other. I don't know if it's changed everywhere, but a lot of places are changing. But when you get those emergency cards that you fill out all the time for your kids when you go to school, it's always the mom first is the primary contact. It's never the dad. And it's like, and I know I try not to, as a parent or as being a parent, but also an educator, I try not to always just call the mom first. Like I try and do whatever is listed as primary. Now it's listed as a primary contact rather than mother, then father.
Right.
And obviously you have different households and different makeups of households.
Of course.
But I think that's something too, that hopefully will start changing. Because like you said, that it needs to be shared, and it doesn't always need to be, I don't have to always call the mom when there's an issue at school, you know, the dad can be just as involved too. So I think hopefully that's starting to, you know, kind of change for the better. So, you know, kind of talking about dads in those different gender roles and like kind of the passing off of the not sharing the parenting part of the teamwork there. I think that times are changing and dads have been hands off. How is your program kind of influencing dads to kind of be more into, you know, the daddy daughter relationship, and what does it do to kind of help those relationships?
Great question. So I think two things, and I say this again, as a girl, I recognize that at a certain point, it's even when the dads want to be involved, there is a gender difference, right? And they're like, you know, there's a lot of dads that are like, yeah, I can't really relate to the whole wanting to play with dolls and a tea party thing. You know, it's not fun, or are we done with this yet? Or like whatnot, right? Like things like that. So I think it's one thing is finding ideas for them, right? And this goes back to, like, honestly, I truly believe that any kid, girl or boy, is engaged if the adult is engaged. So like, this is a silly example, but during this whole homeschooling thing, I have now taught my children how to play craps, which does have some negative effects, admittedly, but also they don't fully understand what they're doing, but I'm super into it. So they're super into it, you know, and they're having a ball, which is great. So I think it's giving those ideas where dads are like, okay, I do not want to play dress up, right? Great. Do you want to do an obstacle course? Do you want to do like, we have one of our challenges this month is a Daria challenge where, you know, you're holding ice cubes and sticking your feet in cold water. And it's like silly stuff that you're both into. It's fun, right? So that's a piece of it. The other piece of it, I think the engagement goes back to the gender norms that you had kind of mentioned in the traditional stuff. Dads are busy, right? And a lot of this can be really time consuming. And one of the things that we believe at Alley-Oop is that time with your kids is not about quantity, but rather about quality. So it does not have to be a 3-hour adventure or a weekend long camping trip, right? If it's 20 to 30 minutes where you're genuinely engaged and not on your phone and not, you know, looking at the TV behind the kid, that's great. They're in. 30 minutes to them is like a really big portion of their lives. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think those are the two main things, the ideas and the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with society moving towards more hours, work and less family time, you kind of already started talking about that and finding the time to kind of incorporate it. Why do you think, from your experience, how have you guys said no to find more time for our kids to do these things? Maybe you and your husband and, What are some of the ways that Alley-Oop can help create time for the family to ensure that you're there as a parent and engaged all the time? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So again, I think the flexibility and the timing of the challenges. So knowing ahead of time that they're not super long. Also, the fact that we deliver it virtually, and this kind of goes back to what you were saying before, we are not all about screens. I mean, I come from tech, but we're not like, this is not like, oh, you're staring at your screen playing Pac-Man together, you know? It's just, that's a tool to deliver the challenges. So it allows you the flexibility that like, you don't have to do it at 3:00 on Saturday, right? Or at 8 a.m. on Tuesday. You can do it whenever you have time, whether for your family that works in the morning, or maybe for you after school hours, or maybe for some it's before bed or the weekend. There's tons of flexibility there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that I did want to mention is in the way that I think Alley-Oop really helps too is in helping that conversation along. So I'm sure you've read about these things too, that you're never supposed to ask a kid like, oh, how was school today? Cause like they don't know how to answer that. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So like Alley-Oop can help with just like, even in the way that it phrases the different challenges, we have a chit chat challenge every month, which is really specific things that kind of bring it down to a kid's level that spark a conversation. Like it's just asking it in a different way that gets them talking and actually you kind of like, oh, that's actually interesting what you just said, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a different way there.
Yeah. And you know, this, you made me think of another question that I was going to have because you came from a corporate background and I'm sure you and your husband are very busy in finding time. And a lot of things that I like to ask some of our guests, because I'm always interested and I know the listeners are usually interested with our busy schedules. And then we're doing all these activities with our kids and finding that time to do that. What ways do you and your husband find time to kind of separate and kind of carve out time for yourselves, you know, to do things? How do you guys do that? Is it like once a month? Do you just kind of not do it? I know. And there's really no wrong answer. I know like right now, my wife, obviously we're home, but right now at this age, it's really hard to get out once a month and find them to get. So sometimes we don't. So, but you know, we try to get out once a month. It's always our thing to like, let's just do something us, you know, without the kids. How do you guys find time to do that? Or what do you do to make sure that you guys are still having that partner time?
We do not do that enough, if I'm being totally honest with
you. I don't think anybody does. I'm not going to lie. I don't think anybody does.
We definitely struggle with that. Also, I think that which doesn't help. My husband likes, he just relaxes by watching television and I don't. So, I mean, this is so sad to say, but sometimes our alone time is after the kids go to bed. He'll like watch a show and I'll do the laundry in the same room as him, you know?
Yeah, no.
But it's, you know, I mean, I'm sure you see this too. There's a, especially now, I think during this COVID-19, there is an element of a relationship that is a partnership that I think is greatly underappreciated. That, you know, for me now, yeah, the romance would be lovely, but like, that's not happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I am so grateful for him to like, make dinner, you know, that I'm just like, great, you get dinner, you know, like that helps me. It gives me an extra hour to work. And that's a partnership for me. You know, that's part of parenthood.
No, for sure. And I think that is something to remember to you know, on both ends to go, wait, what can I take off their plate to just give them 10 more minutes that they can have for their time, whether it's work, whether it's just going to sit in another room and having that balance and, you know, looking at it from that standpoint, it's so important that we're doing that, especially now when we can't really go anywhere, get out or do things.
Yeah.
That's it's really important to remember those things. But I get it. That's kind of the way we are too. I mean, that's the way we relax too. I'm really like my way is just sitting around watching some TV, and if she's doing something else, I mean, that's just the way we are. And we spend some time together and kind of make it happen, especially now during this time. But
yeah,
I think, you know, like I said, it's very difficult. I think it's something that everybody struggles with. Every time I ask that question, everybody's like, I don't know, this is what we do, but it is important to do. Everybody knows it's important to do, but it's like, our priorities are like, okay, that gets bumped down all the time. Well, we can't, or I'm tired, or I can't do that, or I don't want to leave the kids because we have this tomorrow, or they have that, or they don't go to sleep. It's like, it's crazy. So, but you know, finding that time every now and then is refreshing. So,
you know what, there is an interesting thing in Alley-Oop that I didn't think of this before until you just said it, but although Alley-Oop is for the dads and the kids, and obviously my husband does the challenges with our kids, I do find often that they come to me after and want to show what they did. And there's an element in that is sort of, I don't know if romantic again is the right word, but it's just like, oh, I love that. Like, I love that you did it. And I love that you want to show it to me, you know, like that's actually really cool. So there's a piece in there too.
No, that is. So, you know, before we start kind of moving towards the end of the show, we have a reoccurring segment, things we can't wait to see through our children's eyes. And it can be something that already happened. It can be anything. There's no, it was like, I don't know if I answered your question. There is no right or wrong answer to this question. It's whatever you think. You know, is there something out there that you can't wait to see through their eyes, or an experience that you can't wait to see, you know, have happen to them, or something that maybe you didn't get to have as a child that you're really excited for them to experience, that you want them to experience?
Yeah, I loved this question actually. So I don't know. It's really tricky. I mentioned that my kids are biking now. So I have the two older girls, they bike. We actually learned pretty late, but they learned already. And so I'm working on my son now, who's 5. And despite the fact that this is now my third child teaching to teach to ride a bike, I still think the whole process is fascinating, because you forget as an adult what is required to ride a bike, like how to actually get your feet and your arms working at the same time. And it's not something that you can do for them, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to just like wait till that clicks for them. And then also you have to let them fall, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, I run around with my son and I'm like, he's like, no, don't let me go. And I was like, I kind of have to let you go. So, you know, like, I mean, I actually want you to fall, like not hurt yourself, but I want you to experience that, so you know you're not dead. And then you come do it again, you know?
Right.
And so I do, as frustrating as the experience is, I kind of love it. Like, I kind of really enjoy watching that. And I obviously have not had this experience yet, but I would imagine that teaching a kid to drive has to be that, like, exponentially harder.
Right.
So I don't know if I'm looking forward to that and or terrified about it, but I think I think all that stuff is really interesting.
No, it is. So when you, and I'm just curious too, for my own, you know, my own curiosity, how are you guys, what is the process of them learning how to ride a bike? Is it the training wheels, like the old method, like everybody's doing?
Yeah.
Is it balance bikes? Cause I, you know, like, we're in our household, we've started to do the balance bike, cause we're working on balance with our oldest daughter and things
that's
like
good.
That. But that's kind of where we're at. What process did you guys do? Was it the training wheels? Was it a kind of a combination of both, or?
Yeah, we missed the boat on the balance bikes. I heard they're great. I think that there is a point where you're past that, where we are definitely, where they're this is not hard, I'm just walking. So we were past that already. So yeah, we started the training wheels, and now then we just took them off. Like, he fought it and we're like, no, they're just off. So then it's me, you know, going around him with my hand on the thing, you know, breaking my back. And then it's slowly, you know, he gets to do it. Now he can turn, he can brake, he can't start yet. That's the final thing is getting him to start, but it's just like, yeah, we got to do 5 more. I mean, and he hated it at first, and now he gets more and more excited, you know?
Right. Well, and the nice lesson there too is just like knowing that making a mistake and learning from it is so important. And that's
totally,
just a direct, at that age, that's something I feel like that they can grasp onto. They're going, well, I fell. Like you said, it didn't hurt. I didn't die.
Yeah.
And I can get up and figure out what I did to get down on the ground, so that doesn't happen again. Cause it hurt just enough that I know that I want to spend my time on the ground. So
yeah, you know what I do also that has helped. My husband and I both do this. We sort of, we make things a little bit more silly. Like, so like when he falls, we're like, oh, that bad road. You know what I mean? And we're like, well, actually, like, get down, like, hit the road. Do you want me to hit the road for you? Do you know what I mean? Like, should we get mad at it? And then he's like, yeah, you know, like you just kind of make it silly. And then I think they're more prone to laugh at themselves instead of cry. And that always helps, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely. Or laugh at you. Maybe they're laughing at us. That's probably
true. The goofier we are, the more that they remember, I feel like. I mean, that happens in school all the time too. Yeah. I agree. So where can folks find more information about Alley-Oop, and where can they kind of, you know, get involved and get some of these activities and register for your programs there?
Yeah, great. So the website is www.alleyoopduos. So it's alleyoopduos.com. The Instagram is just the same thing, Alley-Oop Duos. And we're only available on the iPhone right now. So we're technically still in beta. We're just sharing this with a select few partners like yourself. So we're not on Android yet, but if you go to the App Store and you search for Alley-Oop with the dash, Alley-Oop, you should see it, and it's free for now. So we are really looking for all feedback. The learnings and the insight we've had just even in the last month has been so great. People are really creative. That's the other thing I was going to mention. With COVID-19, I'm sure you're seeing this both as a parent and a teacher, the creativity is through the roof, like with both kids and adults. And we're loving that, honestly. I'm loving it as a parent, but also as a business owner. I just feel like people are coming up with amazing things right now, which is really exciting.
Yeah, no, it is. That's great. And are people like sharing or using hashtags or anything to kind of share what they're doing? Like, is that a part of it? Or do you have anything where they upload?
Yeah, it's interesting that you ask that. I see it that my mom friends are sharing their stuff, mm-hmm. the dads less so. And I don't know if it's a social media thing. The dads, they'll email me or text me, like friends will. I've gotten some random emails where they are, there's the ability in the app to email or text your friends or family. So you can actually email it directly to your grandmother or something like mm-hmm. that, or to, you know, your aunt, whatever. So people are doing that, which I like. I wish they were sharing it more with the community a little bit, but mm-hmm. not yet. But we're getting there.
Good. Well, that's great. Well, you know, I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing this with us. And especially during this time, it's nice to have more options for our kids and our families to do things together and build those bonds. So thank you so much for being here. And I'll make sure that all that information is in our show notes for our listeners so that they can just click on the link and get there and do all that great stuff. But we really appreciate you being on the show today. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I think what you're doing is awesome. And I really love the approach. And I think the fact that you are an educator by training too, it shows, and it's your heart's in the right place. Like, this is actually doing stuff, which is pretty great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Don't forget that the Dad Experience is on Instagram, social media. You can just search the Dad Experience podcast. You'll find us, or the Dad Experience. Email us if you have a show idea or question for a past guest or a question for me, or you want to be on the show, experiencingdad@gmail.com or dadexppodcast@gmail.com. Either one works. And until next time, thanks for listening to the Dad Experience.